This is your 101.7 The Truth News Update.
Hello, everyone. This is Rhea Riley with your news update. President Trump has nominated a federal prosecutor from Milwaukee to fill a seat on the U.S. Court of Appeals in Wisconsin. In a post on social media, the president named Rebecca Tibelson to serve as a judge for the Seventh Circuit. If Tibelson is confirmed by the U.S. Senate, she would take the seat held by Diane Sykes, who plans to step down from active service in October. Tibelson has served as an assistant U.S. attorney for the Eastern District of Wisconsin since 2016. Pay raises for state workers. Governor Tony Evers is implementing a pay bump for state employees over the next 2 years. The biennial budget authorizes a 3% raise this year and a 2% raise in 2026. Eligible workers who have been employed since the end of June will see a 3% raise starting in September, including lump sum payback from June 29th. Be on the lookout for scammers posing as a Wisconsin DMV. Officials say a wave of fake emails and texts have been sent to residents demanding payments or requesting personal information. Wisconsin DMV's Tina Brady says this.
We would not send a text message or an email to a customer demanding payment. So that is a red flag right away that customers should be aware of that is not coming from DMV.
The agency has launched a new website with resources and screenshots of what the recent scams look like. This has been your news update. Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris is next on the new 101.7 The Truth.
Bringing you his authentic perspectives on important topics.
They live in suburbs together. They live in the city together. They hang out together, all in the same family. We're the only idiots that fight because we want our voice to only be on one side. Like, does that even make any sense? And when the side loses, you lose everything. They, on the other hand, have a voice no matter what, because somebody that looks like them is always in control.
Frank, candid, and straight to the point.
Well, it's just a skewed system.
Of course it is.
It's a lot
but,
of adjustment.
But answer my question, though. Should we let people go? Should we let people go? Like, let's just forget about bail altogether. And if your neighbor commits
but
a homicide and kills people, if you kill people and they next to you and you just let them come back and live right next to you, they can live upstairs from you. Let them come in your house.
Frank, candid and straight to the point. This is the best radio show in the state of Wisconsin. Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris on 101.7 The Truth and The Truth app.
Now, he's the mayor of the city of Milwaukee. He's a young man. Give him a chance. I only complain about things that I care about. What I want you to do is pretend like I'm in St. Louis. And all I'm asking the mayor and the Common Council president and the Common Council, show me.
Now, live from the American Family Insurance Studio at The Avenue in the heart of downtown Milwaukee, here is Dr. Ken Harris.
I am your cousin sub of the day. I'm a club sub. The legendary Home Blow. Of course, you're listening to Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth. And as always, you can hit us up on the Truth Talk text line 833-212-1017. And of course, for those of you, you can check us out live and watch the show and participate with our YouTube and X page at 101.7 The Truth. You're going to learn today. You're going to learn today. Got to say what's up to Xavier. Xavier, what's going on with your family? How you feeling and doing today?
I'm doing pretty good.
That's good, man. I know I'm going to have a great musical soundtrack again today, right?
Oh, yeah. I've been planning it out all day.
Good. You know, and it works. It works. So that's the great thing about it. It works.
Yeah. Are you in a chill mood or a party mood?
Listen, man. Well, we're gonna be in a flood mood. We be flooding. Yay! I'm just saying.
Yeah, I got something for you then.
Yeah, and so we're gonna end up. You know, I got a couple of questions that I want to ask Truth Nation and find out your thoughts and what is your answer to the questions that I have. And also, you know, we talk about there was the and I'm blessed that I was able to be a part of that. We had the state of emergency call to action. So we had that taking place. And with that, there were a lot of people that ended up coming together, a lot of people that may not actually get along or whatever, but they came out because Pastor Redante Ashford called for everyone to kind of like drop any egos and all of that. Biko Baker, they had asked, you know, just come and really partake and be a part, and let's hear from the different facets as it relates to the religious factor, as it relates to CVI, Community Violence Interruption, Interrupters. So that would be like 414 Live, Credible Messengers, Peacekeepers, Cream City, Credible Mess, you know, so a lot of different, of course, the Office of Wellness, Wellness and Community, OWCS, you feel what I'm saying? So a lot of those facets came together, and people working from the city level to the county level to the grassroots level, and they were all there. So I'm going to give some statistics to see, in my opinion, have we really heeded the messages that were at that particular meeting? And there's more follow-up to come from that. But yeah, are the citizens and the community really listening and paying attention? So that is something that I'll get into a little bit later. But I want to end up saying great afternoon to everyone. SE, great evening on the YouTube. Ariane Kawanda, great afternoon. I love you. I appreciate you. Not Really a City Girl, great afternoon. I love you. I appreciate you. Sister Lorena Star Marie, great afternoon. I love you. I appreciate you. Sincere Ronnie Ray Real, great afternoon. I love you. I appreciate you. Everybody that's checking in early on the YouTube, I want to say great afternoon. I appreciate you. And of course, if you're new to our YouTube or our X, make sure while you're there, you hit that like and subscribe button. We're on our way to 5,000 subscribers on our YouTube page. Dr. Clarissa Lawrence, great afternoon. I love you. I appreciate you. Louise McLaurin, great afternoon. I love you. I appreciate you. Lucretia Mason, great afternoon. I love you. I appreciate you. So to everybody that's checking in, again, we are inside the American Family Insurance Studio in the heart of downtown at the Avenue. And, of course, the flood. I want to, a lot of people that I know were affected by the flood. Everybody, numerous people, very close friends, some people just, you know, known associates, and some people that I just don't know at all, but just seeing the damage and everything that they lost. Some people literally lost everything except their lives in a lot of these situations. So my question that I'd like to have people give a response to is, what did you learn from this flood? What did you learn from this flood? Because with everything, there's a lesson. And especially we're talking about classroom, you know what I'm saying? There's a lesson. So in your opinion, you know, what did you learn from this flood? I can tell you some things that I feel about some of the people's reactions to this traumatic situation. I mean, devastating situation, devastating. Like I say, some people lost everything, private mementos, you know, things that you just can't get back. You can't buy these moments. You can't buy some of these photos. You can't buy some of these pieces of clothing, or maybe it was a piece of furniture that is now no good, but it was left to you by your grand-grand, or you know, your mother wanted you to have it, your father, you know, so something of your children. You may have lost your children and you had it, and it was lost and destroyed in the flood as well. So what did you learn? What did you learn from this flood that we had here, a historical situation for us here in Milwaukee? Now, not that we haven't had flooding before, but what did you learn? And what's next? You get what I'm saying? So what's next? And remember, the Truth Talk text line is 833-212-1017, 833-212-1017. I want to know, what did you learn from this flood. And then what's next? You feel what I'm saying? What would you do, or are you going to do different? What's next? Venus Jones, great afternoon. Love you. Appreciate you. E Boogie, great afternoon. Love you. Appreciate you. We're going to go to the True Talk text lines early. We got Eastside Corey. Eastside Corey, great afternoon. I love you. I appreciate you. Welcome to Truth in the Afternoon. I love you more. I love you more.
I love you. Your phrasing, sir. Your phrasing is so lovely on my ear, sir. You got a gorgeous, gorgeous speaking voice. Are you a man of the cloth?
No. But I believe in God.
I can tell that. Yeah, you've been talking about the Lord. I can tell that. I don't know. You don't have to be a preacher, man. But it's so eloquent off your lips. I'm just saying, sir. Salute.
I
hear the intelligence. What a question. That's the most beautiful question. It almost made me want to cry.
What is your answer?
Because I was driving on my way from Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
Sunday night, headed towards Milwaukee. Glad to be going home, you know, me and my homie. I drove into the storm. But I saw it before I got there, man. The whole sky was black than black. But the lightning, it wasn't just a stroke of light. It was the entire sky.
Mm-hmm.
And before us was the shape of a cross in between the clouds. It would only light up when the lightning would strike. You hear me?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm having a conversation with my best friend about a friend who just died. And so I'm using the lightning crack to make my point. And I said, Lord, maybe we need to pull over because the cars started raining. And I learned that the power of the Lord is always present. And I love when he shows off just a little bit, baby. Yes, sir. I know who's in charge. Come on with it. Let's go.
Well, thank you very much for your call.
I'm not scared of nobody.
I got you, Eastside Corey.
Not scared of nobody.
I got you. Thank you for your call. We appreciate you. We're up on our first break. But again, my question is, what did you learn from this flood? What did you learn from this flood? And what's next? So I see the Truth Talk text line is going down. So 833-212-1017. We'll come back to take your call, Blake. Just hang on right there. You are listening to Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth. I am your cousin sub of the day. I'm a club sub. The legendary Home of Blow will be black. It's sponsored by Cousin Subs.
Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris returns after this on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. Come in with straight truth.
One can invest their whole life and effort in helping the community, and sometimes they don't get nothing back. But you know what? You keep on going with it, okay? God bless you. Happy upcoming Father's Day. And hang on in there. And Tori, don't worry about what nobody say about you, because they're going to talk about you anyway, because they can't do what you do.
Catch the Tori Lowe Show every weekday from 1 p.m. to 4 p.m. Good Karma Brands would like to send out a big congratulations to Tori Lowe. Tori recently received a proclamation from both the City of Milwaukee and Milwaukee County. So going forward, July 5th will now be recognized as Tori Lowe Day. Tori's activism, advocacy, and hard work makes Tori more than deserving of this recognition. Tori's family at 101.7 The Truth celebrate Tori for always being about that action. And we know this is just the beginning, and there is so much more to come as a result of Tori's efforts and leadership. Congratulations again, Tori. This is Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
I'm black. And welcome to Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth. Again, I am your cousin sub of the day. I'm a club sub. The legendary Home of Blow, sponsored by Cousin Subs. Of course, we're going to go right to the Truth Talk text lines. Of course, I thank you, Blake. We are talking about what did you learn from the flood, whether you were affected by it or not. What did you learn from the flood? Blake, great afternoon. I love you. I appreciate you. What's your thoughts?
Man, I love you more, big homie. I learned that our grandparents and our parents that lived down south, they went from living in houses to putting them on bricks to putting them on stilts. But then we also learned that water is all power. It's 95% of the earth, and it's 70% of us. There's nothing we can stop. If you're in the equation, if you have nothing to do with it, like on our block, some people got water in their basement, some people didn't. If on 60th, the people's walls caved in, you know, like with Miss Slow, she had water 4 or 5 feet. It has no discretion over who it touches. And if you got millions or not, it don't matter, because I've been all the way up in Delavan and up in Lake Geneva since yesterday and today, and it's everywhere. Menominee Falls, Germantown, it doesn't matter how much you make or where you are, you'll get touched. My lesson was already put in me. It's just I learned it in a different kind of way, so you prepare. Don't put nothing on the floor. And our stuff, my clothes is in the basement because we don't have no private space, and we just opened the daycare. So my stuff is in totes. Okay. And I put on top of each other because I know weight holds it down. But when the water overpowers the weight, it unbalances. So I lost all my stuff. I ain't mad. I get to go shopping next week. But my wife is good, so I really don't care about nothing. As long as she's straight, I'm good. But anything can be replaced. And if it's in the basement more than 3 months, you should throw it out anyway, because some of the stuff I've been seeing, it shouldn't have been in these people's basements, man. Okay. Oh, my God. It looked like their whole house is wrecked. So, like, the stuff I had down there, I'm glad I got to go. I just hate that it happened because it's boo-boo down there, man. And everybody that's out here, like I said, the people that need to listen, don't listen. Tell these people, if y'all going to pick through that stuff, put some gloves on, put some masks on. Y'all messing with feces. I'm already getting mold in my crib, dude. So just everybody be safe this weekend. I'm trying to get a hotel for the weekend so me and my wife and our daughter ain't got to be in that crib. But if we got to, I'm going to make the best of it. And I just, you know, just everybody just be real with it. Just love each other and stop faking. You be good, homie.
Thank you very much, Blake. I appreciate that. Going to BJ. BJ, great afternoon. I love you. I appreciate you. Talking about the question right now is, what did you learn from the flood? All right. So what's your thoughts?
Can you hear me? I always ask that away.
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay.
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay. One of the biggest things I think I learned is how important it is for our community to know what climate change is, and that we're in the state of a climate emergency, not just locally, but nationally and internationally. There's a climate emergency happening, which affects big things, right, like weather and how weather affects us. And one of the biggest things that I've struggled with is how our communities have processed the flood and how much blame we have put on ourselves, which doesn't belong to us, about, you know, there's litter and how that has caused for our communities to flood. But it's, in fact, not true, because the surrounding communities that do not have as much litter as our neighborhoods have did not, experience more, in fact, more flooding than we did in some areas. So I want for our communities to understand that we're currently in a climate emergency, and that climate emergency is leading to a substantial amount of more rainfall or other natural disasters. And so our infrastructure could not handle the amount of rain. And then the last thing that I want to talk about is, as we think about other things that are going on in our city, like policies that are being introduced, one of the biggest things that are being asked, or one of the biggest things that our city is encouraging, is an influx in population. And so when we have more residents, then it's difficult for us to receive the services that we require, like, you know, where's our street sweeper and other things that our city requires, like streets being cleaned, whatever. When you have an influx in population, it will increase the difficulty for us to gain access to those services. So one, just staying informed on what's happening internationally, and locally are the two things that I realized I learned.
Well, thank you very much, BJ. Love you. Appreciate you. Thanks for being a part of Truth Nation. 833-212-1017. Reggie L on YouTube. Great afternoon. Love you. Appreciate you. Dimitri, great afternoon. Love you. Appreciate you. Reggie L said, how you do that, stay safest. I learned that God has the very last day so, and thank him. He sent me down south to Iowa. How sweet it is. And it is not glad I listened in Denver. So, okay, I got you. It's different. You know, normally I call people out on misspellings all the time. But like, that's not how it works, and that's not how it looks. Dimitri said, what I learned from the floods is that natural disasters can happen anywhere, anytime, to anybody. Be prepared, not scared. On the True Talk text line, of course, Stacey Evans, great afternoon. Love you. Appreciate you. Said, try and be prepared, Homer. It's supposed to rain again these next few days. And this is true. This is true. We are going to have more. So there's some people that are going to be hit with a double whammy. And if you haven't even begun to try to get some of those things out of your basement or a living room, dining room, wherever you may have received the damage, understand that that mold is coming. That mold is coming because even though it's scheduled to, you know, have some rain on tomorrow, it's still going to be 90 degrees. We still got hot weather. And so that heat is going to do what heat does. So some of the things that are damaged, you know, it's going to create those odors. It's going to create that mold. And we have to understand that. You got children. You got grandkids that may come by. All of them may be affected. All of them may be affected. And it's a real situation. So what did you learn? What did you learn? What did you learn? Because, again, I think that we had some signs and some people didn't pay attention to the signs. And I've said this before. Some people did not pay attention to the signs. And I think a lot of us, unfortunately, have this. It ain't going to happen to me. It can't happen to me. It's like there are people who've lost homes in fires that always felt like it ain't going to be me. I done seen a bunch of fires, but my house ain't going to never be one of them houses until it is. So, you know, you have to really look at the signs that are leading to it. We had a bunch of situations in our city on other rainfall that was not as bad as what we ended up experiencing over last weekend. But the streets in Milwaukee flood. You see, like, if you go down Capitol Drive, 30th, 31st in Capitol, 20th in Capitol, lakes, like whole little lakes and ponds. And if that didn't give you a sign, you just, oh, I bet they house messed up. I bet. But you weren't thinking about what happens when it happens to you. We got to get ready to take care of some bills. Again, you are listening to Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth. Inside the American Family Insurance Studio in the heart of downtown at the Avenue, I am your cousin sub of the day. I'm a club sub, the legendary Home of Blow, sponsored by Cousin Subs. We'll be black.
Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris returns after this on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com.
Associated Bank Sports Update on 101.7 The Truth is powered by ESPN Milwaukee. I'm Nizir Spencer. The Brewers achieved the 12-game win streak on Wednesday, which unlocked free George Webb burgers for fans.
Would you like fries with that? 12 in a row for the crew. 12-5, your final. The Brewers with their second longest winning streak in the regular season in franchise history. A team for the ages.
The Brewers return tonight in Cincinnati to take on the Reds to sit at 76-44. The Packers take on the Colts this weekend for their second preseason game. That showdown begins Saturday at noon. Jordan Love is expected to be ready for week one following his surgery. The sports update brought to you by Associated Bank, proudly supporting your hometown teams. Member FDIC.
This is Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
Welcome to Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth. Truth Talk text line 833-212-1017. If you'd like to join in on the discussion, also hit us up on our YouTube and X page, 101.7 The Truth. And while you're there, make sure you hit that like and subscribe button so we can get to that 5,000 subscribers on our YouTube page. Y'all doing a great job. The question is, what did you learn from the flood? You know, they say if you don't learn something, you're bound to repeat it. So what did you learn? We got Sandra on the Truth Talk text line. Great afternoon, Sandra. How are you doing and feeling today? I love you and I appreciate you.
I'm fine. And how are you doing?
I'm blessed. What's your thoughts? What did you learn?
Okay. Number one, I always watch the Weather Channel all the time. And they have survival skills that they show. This is Byron Allen. Mm-hmm. He's got it going on. And they show you survival skills. And they show you the floods. And they say, stop, don't drown.
Mm-hmm.
So when I was coming through the waters, because I was coming through Saturday night. And every time I look around, I had to turn, you know, like do the snake road.
Right.
And I'm so glad I did learn that from that, because that way cars in front of me went through the water.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, they say that stuff get in your air vent, and it really messes up your car, too. Mm-hmm. So I learned that, and then I learned to put my, I didn't do it, but I learned now to put my water heaters up higher because they're laying on the floor. Because now that one is not working now, so because water did get in my house. But I did learn, and I try to transfer the information on because I got young nieces and nephews that moved to Texas and all that stuff, and they don't have basements. And, you know, they have tornadoes and everything in Florida. They have those hurricanes, and they get the sinkholes. And Florida's got the most sinkholes going. You don't know how this on the Weather Channel, what I'm saying. So, you know, I try to tell them to be alert to watch the Weather Channel and start, you know, listen to what's kind of happen with your weather within your area. So that's what I learned.
Okay, so now the second part of that question is, what's next? So because of you losing some things, so what will you do different to try to prepare if another flood like this happens?
Like I said, I raised, you know, what I can raise. My furnace is raised already, so I don't have that problem. But I really never had flooding. But if it happened again, I guess I'm going to have to deal with it or get out of the house some kind of way. Which, if it gets that high and I can't get out, you know, like I see on the TV, then that'll be a problem. But far as it wasn't that high, so I did take some rubber boots and walk around. I know better because they tell you that too. Do not walk down there when it's wet like that.
So, in the event of losing property and things to that nature, what steps would you take? Because it's a lot of people that lost everything, but their lives.
Mm-hmm.
And there are some people that maybe they didn't lose everything, but they did lose a lot, and they aren't insured for it. You know, they aren't insured for it. They didn't have flood insurance. They didn't have some of the other particular type of insurances that would end up covering some of those things. So a lot of people were calling and saying, well, it was a sewer. So, you know, y'all got to fix this. Y'all got to replace my stuff. And they're like, no, you're being denied because you didn't have this or you didn't have that. So how are you looking at it as on that level? Like what's next? What will you change besides trying to make sure that you get out of the home or apartment so you won't get caught up and all of that? But what will you do different now? That's the what's next.
No, I did take the flood insurance. Mm-hmm. Now I hear people saying that you got to say it a different way in order for your insurance to cover it. Because, like I said, I live directly here in the city here, mm-hmm. and it's always we've had a problem with insurances that kick us off with the snap of a finger.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And so I did take the flood insurance. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And so, yeah, and speaking of that, I want to read some, like, seven tips that people need to think about if they're put in this kind of situation again, and that they are being denied currently with insurance and finding out that, oh, we don't cover that. Oh, you said the word flood? Oh, yeah, you ain't had no flood insurance. But thank you for your call, Sandra, and just listen up to some of the tips that I have. And again, 833-212-1017, 833-212-1017. One, tips. So if you were affected by the flood or somebody that you know was affected by the flood, you may have lost some things. One, if you have homeowner's insurance and did not have the sewer backup as part of the policy or the special endorsement for sewer backup, your claims will be denied. Two, if you had flood insurance and you did not have the sewer backup, the flood insurance for sewer backup policy, it will not cover the sewer backup. Three, if your water came in through the foundation or basement windows and you had flood insurance, that will cover structural damage to the foundation and et cetera, but it will not cover your personal belongings in the basement unless you purchase the additional personal content policy. And that's what it's called, personal content policy with your flood insurance policy. Flood insurance is generally for living quarters above ground. However, if you have egress windows in the basement, you may be covered for personal content. Please talk to your insurance agent as you would need to satisfy certain building code requirements to get that particular insurance. Four, you can purchase flood insurance even if you're not in a flood zone. Most of us are in flood zone X. Not all insurance companies are eligible to sell NFIP, which is National Flood Insurance Program policies. Therefore, you would have to purchase private flood insurance and talk to your insurance agent. Five, if your damage fell under the storm, meaning that your water damage was not from sewer backup, then your homeowner's policy should cover the damage. Number six, all warranties on your furnace, hot water heater, washer, dryer, etc. are now voided because they have water damage. Some people may not understand that. So the warranty, well, I got my furnace and they got a warranty. My hot water heater, my washer, my dryer, they got warranties on it. All warranties on your furnace, hot water heater, your washer, your dryer, etc. are now voided because they have water damage. I guarantee you a lot of people didn't know that and don't understand the importance of that part. Number seven, there's a 30-day waiting period to get any additional coverage added to your policy after a disaster. A discussion is being held to determine if they will reduce this to 15 days. But again, you need to talk to your insurance agent. So those people who are trying to do it now, like after the fact, it's a 30-day waiting period just to try to get any additional coverage added to your policy after a disaster. So these are important things that I think people need to know when we're talking about the what's next. And so how will you do your personal belongings from here on out? When we're talking about some of the things, what did you learn? How will you deal with your personal property, your mementos? Will you now change how you store those things? Will you build something that will be up on a shelf where it won't, the water would have to get extremely high to get to certain things? What did you learn? And that's why I'm asking, because a lot of people will go through and have the same issue all over again. And I want us to learn. I want us to not have to repeat the same things that we ended up losing so much. Some people lost their whole home business, were online businesses because they had all of the merchandise, the products, they had it all stored in their basement, and it's no good. Equipment, you know, it's no good. It has to be thrown out, you know, and not to mention people who lost their cars and, again, didn't have the proper insurance on that. Also, beware if people are trying to sell you cars for cheap, because that's always been a problem where we don't have floods that often here, but other places that are used to having floods and high water risings and all of that, and those cars, they will detail it and clean it up and send it out, and people will be like, "Ooh, I'm going to buy that car," but it doesn't tell you if it had the flood damage. So you got to use your Carfax. You got to look at all of the information to make sure that that good price on this newer model car isn't because it's already been damaged by a flood in the past. So, yeah, you got to find all that information out. When I come black, I want to end up talking about, I'm going to read some USFIR reports with the violence, because, you know, we had this big meeting at the Infinite Church. Shout out to Pastor Radonte Ashford and Rob Biko Baker. And we had people from all facets of working here in the community, and we had different panels that were there. The violence is still going on. So are people getting the message? Are people getting the message? Are people even willing to change? Because it's a lot of homicides still happening, a lot of reckless driving, taking people's lives that is still happening. So are they really getting the message? We got to take care of some bills. This is Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth. We're inside the American Family Insurance Studio in the heart of downtown at The Avenue. I am your cousin sub of the day. I'm a club sub, the legendary Home Blow. And I am sponsored by Cousin Subs. We'll be black.
Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris returns after this on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com. This is Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com.
It's Truth Nation's world. That's right. Welcome, Black. The legendary Home Blow in for Dr. Ken Harris, who's on assignment. And of course, we're talking about the flood situation, and you know, what lessons did you learn? Because you need to learn something. You need to learn something so you won't repeat the same thing and have to go through the same types of losses. And so what are you doing to prepare yourself if you're faced with these situations again, or some of your family or loved ones are faced with these situations again? What are you prepared to do? What's next in that situation? Are you going to make sure that you talk to an insurance agent and get the true and clear understanding of what's what? So, violence. You know, we talked about, you know, the fact that we lost some people that a lot of people in the city knew, and some more personally than others, but some just because they always see them. And so there was a state of emergency call to action where Pastor Radonte Ashford, along with Rob Biko Baker, both of these brothers are my friends, and I love and appreciate them both. So it was a needed situation, and some things, in my opinion, got hashed out. There were some other things that I think still didn't really get resolved. I still think that we're going to have some issues, and I still think, I've been saying silos for a long time, and like I say, for the community, until the community is really ready to start working together, we can come up with all kind of stuff. But if the community doesn't get involved to the level that they need to get involved, then yeah, it's not going to really do and make the kind of changes that we need. So there's a social media page, USFIR, right? which stands for Urban Suburban Fire Incident Reporting. And they have over 156,000 followers. And you go to this page and you like the page, and it keeps you up with whether it's fires that are happening, whether there's shootings that are happening, whether there's reckless driving. And they have all of this information there. And I just have been looking at, even on the day of the flood, like, you know, you would think that, all right, it's raining too much. The thunder and the lightning, nobody's going to be out doing anything wrong then, right? Not so much. So I'm going to just go through some of the things as it relates to some of the situations, medical needs on this. All right. So on 14, and this is, I'm going to start from the current and just start going black and just follow me, follow me, follow me, follow me, but you bet not slip. 2 hours ago on here, Milwaukee, 14th and Forest Home, several inquiries on the road closure slash police presence from the scanner audio. There's a death of an adult male outside, which sounded medical related. That was 2 hours ago. 4 hours ago, Milwaukee, 1200 block of South 17th Street, 16-year-old male stabbed in the flank, awake and breathing. 10 hours ago, South Shore Park, water rescue response and search efforts for a person in the water. 16 hours ago, Milwaukee, Wisconsin, 2100 block of West Brown, 43 or 42-year-old female struck by a vehicle, one fatality. 21 hours ago, Milwaukee, Wisconsin, Sherman Park, scanner audio reporting approximately 40 people fighting near the Ball Diamond. Milwaukee County Sheriff's Office is responding. 1 day ago, Milwaukee, Wisconsin, crash involving a county bus, two people being transported to the hospital. A day ago, 42nd and Hope, a fatal shooting victim pronounced deceased on scene. A day ago, Milwaukee, 2600 block North 46, as an adult male, estimated 20s, approximately 7 gunshot wounds to the torso. CPR was in progress. Waukesha, Wisconsin, train struck a person pronounced deceased on scene. 13th in Oklahoma, adult male pedestrian struck by a vehicle. Patient is conscious with a head laceration. 50th in Lisbon, MPD pursuit of a black Chevy. Suspects wanted in an armed carjacking. 2 days ago, 2800 block of North 16th Street, adult male, 40s, shot in the chest and leg. Patient is conscious for transport. 2 days ago, 1400 block of North 8th Street, fatal shooting scene. Victim pronounced deceased on scene. 3 days ago, Howell Avenue and Grange, a report of a pedestrian struck by a vehicle. CPR is currently in progress on one person. Broadway and East St. Paul, person extricated from under a truck, one fatality. 3 days ago, 8 p.m., 35th and Burleigh, scanner indicated an adult female jumped out of a second-story window after being held at gunpoint. Unknown status of the suspect, however, tactical vehicles were on scene. These are just things that are, you know, and I ain't even went back to the day of the rain yet. But just to kind of give you an idea, 4 days ago, 7800 block of West Bender, 22-year-old male with a shotgun wound to the forearm, tourniquet applied by MPD. 76 in Greentree, 14-year-old male struck by a vehicle after getting out of the car after an initial motor vehicle accident. Patient is conscious for transport, probable leg injury. Milwaukee, Wisconsin, 4 days ago. Burnham and Muskego, adult male, estimated 50, struck by a vehicle. Patient is conscious with CPR in progress. Just to hear the things that are going on. 5 days ago, approximately 50-year-old male with a gunshot wound to the chest, deceased. It's just like, what is really going to change the narrative? And when are we going to have some of these families be able to get closure to their relatives? 5 days ago, 4300 block North 84th Street, adult male in the 20s, shot once in the chest and exited the black. Patient is conscious for transport. And you just keep hearing about shootings. 6900 block North 37th Street, adult male, 30s, two gunshot wounds to the legs. I look at all of these shootings, even though the person, the ones that the person may not have died, as these are people that all could have been victims of homicide. And this is crazy because after I end up taking a break, I'm going to scroll all the way back to when we had the flooding and just let you know how much violence was still taking place when people were losing their belongings and all of that. It's crazy. It's crazy just to know that even the flooding didn't stop people from wilding out. It didn't even stop. You know, you'd be wanting to be like, okay, what's going to change? And it's like, no. You know, cars still hitting people and all of that. Reckless driving going on. 2700 block North 60th Street. Fatal shooting. Person pronounced deceased on scene. This is all during the time where people are going through the floods and now trying to gather their lives back together. We got a lot of work. Ariane Kawanda, of course, said prayers for Milwaukee. Absolutely. We got to get ready to take care of some bills and... I don't know. How many meetings need to be had and more people from the community need to show up, and some of the people that are part of the problem need to be brought to these meetings as well so they can look people in the face that have been affected by their violent and ignorant behavior. Got to take care of some bills. We'll be black. It's Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris. I want to definitely hear from you. 833-212-1017. What else is it going to take? And when you hear that there are differences with the people who are supposed to be helping out and decreasing the violence, but some of them don't get along, what are we going to do? Let's take care of some bills, Xavier. I'll be black.
Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris returns after this on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.